When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We got in. Now what? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves get the Padres. And Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB for us, joining us right now. First and foremost, the emotion of yesterday, then getting on a plane to go out west. I think it was Olsen talking about, look, we're going to have enough energy and enthusiasm to go out here and play. It doesn't matter. They don't want to hear any of those excuses, Grant. Do you buy any of that, that the Braves will be tired and all the stuff that we've been hearing?
Well, as Matt Olson has famously said in regards to the injuries they've been through this year, no one cares. I mean, you just got to go out there and play, and you got to go out there and find a way to get it done. And the Braves, to their credit, found a way to get into the postseason yesterday. It was what we've called a roller coaster all season long. I heard Brian Snitker call it a roller coaster after the game yesterday. And even though they had to get on that plane and fly across country, they're happy to be in. They're glad to have this opportunity, and they want to keep playing baseball. And at this point, you know, that was the whole thing, was get in and see if something good can happen, see what this club can do, and they're going to have themselves a test on their hands in a very good Padres club.
As we said, Grant, more pressure. And by the way, happy birthday, Grant. By the way, Grant's birthday is 26.
Thanks,
26 today. But yeah, Grant, I mean, more pressure certainly on the Padres just from expectation level. Real quick, you don't want to be confused because we heard what Alex Anthopoulos said yesterday. Did you feel that they knew things were more serious with Chris Sale, or just were just out of the loop on this? Because obviously that's a real shock to the system to not have him in this series.
I think that they were trying to manage this throughout the course of the week. And talking to Brian Snitker after the game, he said there were days throughout this week where it felt like Chris Sale himself felt like he was good to go. But with a back issue, sometimes you have better days than others. And if you've ever had one and had to deal with it, then you can understand. And I think that what happened was, by the time they got to Sunday, and Chris Sale really decided to, as Brian Snitker and Alex Anthopoulos both said, kind of step on a little bit with his throwing, he got to thinking, you know, if I am not able to go out there and give my best effort, am I helping or hurting the club here? Because it doesn't mean he's not going to pitch, needs to go on the IL, and his season's over. But to go out there and have a bad game at the most inopportune time, their season very much would be over. So I think that collectively the decision was simply made to see how he felt coming in on Monday. And if he didn't feel like he could go, well, there was a scenario at hand, and it got very close to happening, where you didn't have to worry about Chris Sale throwing in game two. Would that have opened the door for the wild card? Obviously, it seems like the decision is made there as well, and that Chris Sale is still dealing with something that's going to keep him off the mound for at least a few more days. But I don't think that there was an overriding knowledge of he definitely can't go and what are we going to do? Because Brian Snitker said, if I'd known he couldn't go, I wouldn't have thrown Grant Holmes on Sunday.
It is Grant McCauley joining us as we get ready for the Braves to take on the Padres tonight. We know it's a three-game series, Grant. I said we need a little magic. We need some guys to step up and maybe give us some knocks, you know, some base hits, score some runs that maybe we didn't expect. Who can that be in this lineup? I mean, listen, I expect the guys who have been hitting to do what they've done. But who would you look to and say, hey, I think this guy has a chance to maybe show us a little something in this series?
I think there's always moments that can be had by different guys at different times. Travis d'Arnaud is on probably the short list for me of, you know, just a hitter that if you're making a very short list of guys that you feel comfortable at the plate with the Braves with an opportunity to score or win a game, he's on that list for me. And that's not a long list this year, given that you don't have Austin Riley, you don't have Ronald Acuna Jr. There's nothing you can do about that. But there may be that moment for the Gio Urshelas, the, you know, whoever it may be, the Ramon Laureanos, and not just Matt Olson, Marcel Ozuna, Michael Harris, Ozzy Albies, Jorge Soler. I mean, that's a guy that knows a thing or two about a postseason moment. So they do have some guys in this lineup, and it may not have been the most potent over this final weekend, but they did figure out ways to, I think, show a lot of fight. I know they lost that game one to the New York Mets, and that was certainly unfortunate for a number of different reasons, but they were able to show a little bit of something that felt like October, and hopefully they can carry over some of the collective energy from that day into the series against San Diego.
Why is it A.J. Smith-Shawver tonight?
I think the biggest thing that A.J. Smith-Shawver gives you that the other options that you might have been mulling over from the minor leagues don't give you is plus stuff and the ability to get some swing and miss. And I think that's kind of why he got the edge here. He has easily the best stuff of anybody that was available to them of those minor league options. And obviously I'm talking about Bryce Elder, Ian Anderson, even Hurston Waldrop. I mean, when you look at somebody, that, and remember, A.J. Smith-Shawver was on the postseason roster a year ago, so the Braves think a lot of this arm. He's had an interesting developmental year in that if you look at the numbers, you might not be kind of blown away by him taking a huge step forward and, you know, winning a bunch of minor league pitcher of the year awards, but he has been able to make some adjustments, some mechanical tweaks, I think, improve his off-speed stuff, and his fastball was also played up this year. And so all of that put together, I think, gives the Braves their best chance to go out there and give the Padres something that could be difficult to deal with. Now, I still think they're going to have to kind of reverse engineer this thing in so far as, you know, which relievers are going to be the first ones out. Who do we have to hold off to the side? You can ask Joe Jimenez. You can ask, you know, Raisel Iglesias. I'm sure they want the ball again today, but clearly having to throw twice in a doubleheader is something to think about. But, you know, it's time to put up or shut up, as the old saying goes. But as far as the decision to, you know, pick a starter, I think that that, as much as anything, scouting report is why A.J. Smith-Shawver got the nod.
All right, what concerns you about this Padres team?
Well, they're a very good club. They know how to hit, and they've got a very good pitching staff as well. Their bullpen has got some pretty high-octane arms, and you know, they are a team that, as you look at the overall postseason field, they're as qualified as anybody to go on a run in October. I mean, they pushed the Dodgers into the last week, had a chance to maybe take the NL West away from them, weren't able to, but you know, when you're playing that kind of baseball at that time of year, you know that this club can be dangerous. They got healthy at the right time in the second half with Fernando Tatis. They're coming back, doing some big-time slugging. They've got Luis Arraez, who, you know, is somebody that can get on base for them quite a bit. It's just, it's a good, it's a well-rounded offense. And guys who've been there before, the Manny Machados and the like, they've got a good pitching staff, three good starters lined up to go in this with Michael King in game one, with Joe Musgrove in game two. And they've got Dylan Cease, who they went up and picked up in the offseason as their big acquisition. He's, you know, looming in game three. So you've got some serious pitching you got to deal with and a very serious offense. And I don't think I even mentioned Jurickson Profar, who put together a career year and has been kind of driving it, a driving force of their offense as well.
It is our man Grant McCauley, guys, getting ready for game one tonight. And we talked about this earlier, Grant. I was off by a year. I said 2018. It was 2019, the year we lost to the Cardinals. And yes, it's that same skipper. It's that Schilt guy.
Uh-oh.
He's like a bad penny. He's back again.
Yeah, but I mean, I felt like, and you know, we could debate the Cardinals and what they've got going on and what's happened to them the last couple of years for a number of different reasons, but I felt like Mike Schilt was, he butted heads a bit with the upper office, the upper echelon of the Cardinals brass, and they decided they wanted someone a little bit more malleable. So they went out and got Ali Marmol, and they've got him in there, and he'll do, I guess, a little bit more of what he's told to do. Schilt's an old-school guy. He's a throwback, and there's something to be said for that. I mean, the Braves have a manager who's a bit of a throwback as well. They're not against getting new information, and clearly the organization's going to have a say in decisions, which, by the way, who you start in game one of this series, that's an organizational decision. Everybody's at the table, and you try to make the best call. But long story short, I do think that Mike Schilt's done some really great things out in San Diego, and you know, it's not easy to, I think, have success in multiple cities and to do it as quickly as he has is a testament to the leadership and also the quality of the team that he's got as well.
I don't care for him.
Grant, what is it that we have to do to win this series? It's short. It's quick. I mean, this thing's going to go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What is it? We got to get. We got to steal game one. That's number one, right? We got to get tonight. Yep. We got to get tonight.
Steal game one is a great strategy for it. I'm going to hit you with two things that are pretty obvious.
Okay.
Outpitch them, and you got to score more runs than the other guys. And that last part has been the tough thing for the Braves when it's come to matching up with offenses. But they've taken two out of three from San Diego already this season. They did it right before the All-Star break. So to say that there's a precedent for it, there absolutely is. Now, game one is not an ideal scenario for Atlanta, quite obviously, with no Chris Sale. But you have Max Fried and Ronaldo Lopez ready to go in games two and game three. So you take game one, you pretty much you put the Padres on their back foot. And now you got to figure out, you know, a way to just steal one more game and get out of there. So you got to like the Braves pitching staff overall. I feel like head-to-head they're as good or better than anybody in baseball this year. The numbers bear it out. No Chris Sale changes the dynamic. There's no question about it. But there's still enough pitching on this on the squad to do its job if the Braves offense can get to a couple of these Padres pitchers, whether that's the starting rotation or the bullpen. However you can get them, the Braves need to score some runs.
I know we've talked about it all season long, just the unprecedented amount of injuries the Braves have had to deal with as a franchise. How, what was the vibe in that clubhouse? I mean, it just seemed like, you know, yes, there's still some work to be done and the odds are long, but it just seemed like, man, they deserve that champagne.
Yeah, there's some satisfaction there, and there should be, and the job's not done. They're not finished. They're not just, you know, happy to be here, and, you know, if we go home in 3 days, that'll be fine, too. No, they want to keep playing baseball.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Talked to Austin Riley yesterday in the clubhouse, and obviously he's not going to be able to help this club, but he was proud of what this team accomplished all season long. Travis d'Arnaud, much the same. I mean, I kind of put it out there. There are a lot of speed bumps for you guys throughout the course of the season. He's like, no. Those were huge speed bumps. And, you know, it took everyone in here, all 26 men on any given day, to do what we've done here, and the leadership from Brian Snitker and the coaching staff. You know, this may seem like a year in which the Braves may have shown some holes or there may have been some, you know, undesirable outcomes, and you want to figure out why and fix it. And sometimes that's easier said than done. But this is a club that very much went to battle together every single day to get this opportunity. And you can say they backed into the postseason if you want to. That's fine. I think they overcame a lot to get here. And at this point, much like we just saw the Tigers go into Houston and take game one from the Astros, you're playing with house money. Like, go out there and spend it. Go out there and leave everything out there, and you'll feel like you've done everything that you can. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. And we'll see if the Braves and their pitching staff, which is a rough ride for anybody if you deal with them, especially if they can get Sale back in the mix at some point. This could be very interesting in October, but it's all, I think, going to come down to the right mix, the recipe between having that great pitching, sure, but can you score enough to support it, and can you do the little things you need to do when the game is on the line and you've got to get runs out of situations? The Braves have got to prove they can do that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.